This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. It's unclear if Governor Jared Polis will sign a new bill meant to reduce ozone pollution. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The legislation is now headed to his desk after progressive lawmakers removed the most controversial piece. That's a plan to force regulators to assess air quality impacts before permitting new oil and gas wells. Kelly Nordini leads Conservation Colorado. Like other clean air advocates, she says it should still be law.
Unfortunately, it has been significantly weakened, and it's still an important step forward.
The final version does have a process for more aggressive air quality enforcement, and oil and gas groups oppose it. A spokesperson for the governor says he's still reviewing the bill. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Heads up, Rocky Mountain National Park is going cashless. CPR's Matt Bloom reports the change will take effect this summer.
The park says it's making the change during the busy summer season to reduce the amount of time rangers spend managing paper money at entry gate. Other parks, such as Mesa Verde and Florissant Fossil Beds National Monument, have also moved to cashless systems. The switch at Rocky takes place on June 1st. After that, visitors will have to use a card or mobile pay at the park's entry gates. You can also still use cash to buy prepaid passes at nearby visitor centers. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche are out of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and now they're getting more bad news. CPR's Tony Gorman explains.
The team will be without its captain, Gabriel Landeskog, for all of next season. He hasn't played since the Avs lifted the Stanley Cup last year, dealing with a long-term knee injury. Now he's set to have a cartilage transplant to try to fix it permanently in a bid to return to the ice. Landeskog has played more than 10 seasons with the Avs. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.